Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey folks, it's Matt Zachary, and welcome to Vax On, a weekly segment of my podcast, Out of Patience, right here on the Offscript Network.
Hey, I'm Allura Nanos. I'm a lawyer, a journalist, a mom of a teenage narcoleptic, and a professional big mouth.
Lou and I go back 30 years as best friends, and we're here to have fun and bring you a layperson's guide to what the hell just happened this week in healthcare as America gets its vax on and shows COVID the door.
We're here together to learn, complain, and include you in the conversation.
So join us on Twitter at VaxOnPod and share your stories and grievances using the hashtag VaxOn.
All right, Matt, let's get at it.
Vax on.
Vax on.
Vax off.
Are you watching Cobra Kai?
I only watched the season two.
What?
I haven't talked to good time.
How are we even friends? It came
Do
out
we
of-
have kids? Do we have lives?
I watched them with my kids.
Ah.
You just gave Cobra
season
Kai
Season
4
is coming up, right?
I watched it already. It came out on New Year's. By January 2nd, it was done.
All right. I'm just finished season two.
What kind of an 80s lover are you?
I want Knight Rider more than Karate Kid.
No, Cobra Kai is really good. It's like the wisdom of Johnny Lawrence.
This sounds like they sponsored this episode.
I know it does. I wish they would.
No, they wouldn't.
No, they wouldn't. But I would be happy. And I'm all for a Knight Rider reboot.
Who's going to play Kit's voice? Because that guy's dead, right? From Saint Elsewhere?
Hold on. That guy, I can't remember his name, but do you remember that about...
Is this the show?
I don't know. But that guy, do you remember that like 5 years ago at the age of like 90, he and his wife beat the shit out of some intruders?
Yes.
It was the best.
John something? No, like, that's the guy from Magnum P.I. I'm confusing them.
But the guy from the Knight Rider voice, he beat the shit out of somebody.
He's the guy from Saint Elsewhere too.
And the guy from, he was Principal Feeney.
Yes. That's right.
Here for your entertainment news.
As opposed to Howard Hessman from Go to the Head of the Class.
I loved Head of the Class.
Yeah.
I loved that show.
Simone was my like secret
She's so
girlfriend.
Beautiful. Yeah. Yes. And then remember when they went to like Europe on vacation? I was like, when was that going to happen in high school?
We only had band camp.
No. Yeah. Camp Chanawanda was not Europe.
So vax on, vax off.
Vax on, vax off.
We're here in person.
We are. And it's so lovely to be here.
January 18th.
Yes.
As of today's taping.
And I enjoyed that as I walked from the parking lot to the studio, that there was a COVID test site just right
there.
Yeah,
the vans, like the food truck COVID tests are all over the place
now. Can you just walk up to them?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I love New York.
The lines are really long sometimes, which is good.
There was no line out there just now. There were like two people. And I was like, this is amazing. Can I just walk up here? It's like a hot dog stand.
It is a hot dog stand.
I love New York.
It's like that documentary with Favreau called, what, Chef?
I didn't see that.
But COVID.
This is what I enjoy about New York City. Whatever it is that you want, here it is. Here, have it.
Yeah.
You want a bagel? Have it. You want a cup of coffee? No. You want a COVID test? What? Like,
it's there.
You want a public toilet? You want prostitutes? Whatever it is, have it. Here. You want a show? You want to be entertained? You want to eat something?
Are you not entertained?
But I feel like it is, you know, because I live in the suburbs, that is not the attitude there. They're like, right. You want it? You do it. You want a COVID test? Figure it out. Right? New Jersey sent me free COVID tests, but except it was the most annoying thing ever. The governor sends everybody a free COVID test. You get the test. It's like the most complicated COVID test in the world. And you're supposed to do it while you Zoom with someone from the state of New Jersey.
What?
And then you mail it back to the state. And then like 3 days later, you get the results. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
That's like the dumbest thing.
I mean, maybe it's
good. What's the reason?
Because they don't trust you to do it the right way, maybe.
Okay.
I was just like,
No, it goes in your nose, not your ass.
I was just like, I'm not Zooming. I'm sorry, but I'm not Zooming with somebody about this. I've now done it 100,000 times. Like, I know how to do this.
That's so bad.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, my COVID update is that my poor little guy was diagnosed positive a week ago yesterday, Monday. And he was like already like 9 days into this or whatever. But the way that the city school system works is you have to quarantine from class for 10 days, which is like this Thursday, which is the day that the show releases. But he's here today in the studio because my wife has to go to work. and I have to like manage him and help him do his homework and all do his stuff while I'm working. Welcome to COVID in Parenting 101 while we have full-time jobs.
However, it's fun for me because I got to see him and he's super cute.
Yeah, the cuteness is always going to be there.
I mean, parenting COVID is like no fucking joke.
No.
And it's interesting because it has that crossover with the work from home thing where no one ever stops working. So it's like a 24-hour workday, but also taking care of your kids 24 hours a day. So it is like the ultimate multitask.
But my wife and I particularly do not have jobs where we can work from home.
Yes.
My wife's a speech therapist. There is no remote option. I run a studio and I have to be here with my equipment.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure it's better either way, honestly, because there's the bring your kids into your workplace, which has its own issues. But then working from your own house seems like it would be easier. But I'm telling you, it's sort of not, because you're constantly distracted by whatever you have to do for your kids. It's like no matter what work you're working on, there is a snack needing to be made at all times.
I also live literally on the Q train elevated platform in Brighton Beach. So every 7 minutes, the ground rumbles and the place shakes.
Oh, that's so city and quaint.
Yes.
That is not what happens.
It's very 12 Angry Men.
I live in the suburbs, so every 12 minutes, Amazon comes and rings
and
my doorbell.
And your deer's in the background.
Which we will
antelope?
Talk about later. There are deer. There are no antelope.
Okay.
But
I say deers.
There are wild turkey.
I pluralize the word deer.
I do that. Oh, deer. but we have massive wild turkey in my backyard all the time, and that's a whole thing.
Just like Staten Island.
Just like Staten Island. We're going to talk about animals later. I'm going to give you a little spoiler alert.
Okay.
It's not good.
All right. So what's our first segment?
We're going to actually start with some small animals. So in small animal news today.
Okay, small animal news.
Now, I'm going to preface this.
Is this the first segment?
This is the first segment. I don't like small animals. I mean, I like kittens.
How small? Like where do you draw the line? Like poodle?
Rodentia. These are rodentia.
Oh, okay.
I don't like them.
So like rabbits count, sort of?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. So this is...
chipmunks, gerbils, hamsters, squirrels.
Chinchillas.
Chinchillas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chinchillas are really fucking
armadillos.
Soft.
Armadillos. No, they're not really.
No, that's not like a house animal. But anyway.
Okay. What about the rats of Nim?
Oh, did you have to bring them up? I'm traumatized from that.
Sorry, everyone that's listening. I just triggered something from the mid-80s.
Oh, the rats of Nim. I will never forget that.
It's a good book.
I guess it like traumatized me because the rats, they were sick. They had a sore throat. They had to dribble the medicine down their throat.
It was pre-Animal Farm.
Why
good.
Did you just do that to me? Okay.
I don't know. You're welcome.
Here we go. Anyway, let me
small rodents. Go for it.
Small rodents. Okay. So Hong Kong tested hundreds of rodents, chinchillas, and rabbits for, you guessed it, COVID-19. And guess what?
They were all positive.
11 hamsters tested positive. And as a result, Hong Kong ordered that 2,000 hamsters are humanely put down.
Hamster aside.
And then the entire hamster industry is now shut down.
There's a hamster industry?
Apparently.
Like at Petco?
Yes. And apparently the infected hamsters in this particular case, they originated in the Netherlands. I cannot believe, by the way, that hamsters are being imported from the Netherlands to Hong Kong.
That's a cargo ship I want to be on.
A ship full of hamsters. Like, we're going to replace the airplane full of rubber dog shit with airplane full of hamsters. But apparently it's like a real thing. Hong Kong warned people not to kiss their pets.
What?
Yes.
Not to kiss their pets?
Yes, and ordered a mass cull of hamsters.
Wait, how many hamsters are pets in China?
Apparently enough that this is a fucking problem.
Don't kiss your chinchilla night.
Yeah, so apparently, and here's the headline. Hong Kong eradicates sale of all small mammals after COVID is found in 11 hamsters. So it's possible that it was an overreaction.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that seems like a lot of hamsters to kill.
To euthanize 10 million hamsters?
I mean, it's 2,000. I kind of feel like, who cares?
I exaggerated.
I also don't care what happens to the hamsters. Is that true? We're going to get hate mail.
No,
on
if
it.
They were mammals, it'd be different.
They are
I think
mammals.
Rodents.
No, they are mammals. They're
all
small.
Right. Biology 101.
Yes.
Rodents are mammals.
Rodents are mammals because they have a
but
mother.
Aren't rodents like a subsect of mammals, though, right?
Like crustaceans are.
Yes.
I don't know.
What are jellyfish? I have no idea.
All I know is I'm like, this is what's going on. And who are the people that were like, let's test the hamsters? And like, I don't know. It just seems really weird to me. The whole thing makes me very uncomfortable.
But then again, like rodents, like there are mouse traps. I think we're used to killing rodents in ordinary life. They're pests.
Yeah. Well, but not hamsters.
No, hamsters are pets. They're pets, not pests.
Right. They're pets, like, and guinea pigs, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know.
And the chinchillas are like that. They look like you want to kill them and wear them as a scarf.
Yeah, but they're really soft.
But they're really soft.
They're
yeah.
really soft. But no, no word on the chinchillas. Like, no. Apparently they're fine. But
they're fine.
But they said don't kiss them.
Don't kiss the chinchillas and kill the hamsters.
Don't kiss the chinchilla is a terrific band name.
That's our band name.
Yeah.
From now on.
But I, so this is what's happening.
Okay.
This is the world outside your window. Don't kiss your chinchillas in Hong Kong.
Oh, gosh.
I don't even know what to do with this. I just felt like I needed to tell you that this story was happening. I don't even know how I feel about
it. I want
to
know where Petco is on this. Or like, Petland discounts for the best care a pet can get. Those poor guys.
This is not the best care.
No, not the best care. Not the best care.
I feel like they could have put just little masks on the hamsters.
Masklets?
Little masklets. So weird. Okay,
all right, so as of listeners hearing this today, January 20th, you can go to covidtest.gov and get your free tests, which you did already.
Which I did. Or I went on to something and someone said they were going to send me.
You went on to something somewhere?
The postal service said that they were sending me one.
You went to covidtest.com.
I don't know.
Which is a porn site.
.tv. Yeah, but I mean, I actually think this is really great because I think that for a lot of people, the idea of testing is kind of, I don't know, scary. And then when the test arrives in their own mailbox and they see that it's not a big deal, it may just encourage people like, oh, okay, I could see myself doing this. It's really a nothing thing to do. Like I have house guests coming this weekend and we all got COVID tests and we're all going to do them the morning before they come. And it's
you
really
swab
not a big
it,
deal.
You stick it in the thing and you close the lid and shake it and wait for it to happen, right? Like a pregnancy test.
Yes. And you know, it's different depending on which brand.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I have one. I think I have the Abbott one, and it's like it is exactly like you just described. But then I also did the Binax, what is it called, Ongo, If Then.
No
it's
idea.
The same logo as the Broadway show If Then.
Okay.
So and it's really cool. It has like an app that you scan and then it walks you through each step and it's super fun. And then it doesn't trust you to read the results, so you have to take a point your camera, your phone camera,
and then
at
it tells you what
and
the results
it tells
are.
You what the results are. It doesn't trust you.
So idiot proof.
It is. It's amazing.
And you don't need the governor of New Jersey overseeing this.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. You don't need to do a Zoom call with anybody from New Jersey. but yeah. So you get. It says every household can order up to 4 free tests. And in addition to that, there's additional free federal testing sites across the country. I know they just opened one up right near my house. They opened a mega testing site.
And there's the food truck downstairs from here now.
Which is amazing. I don't understand why, frankly, like they're not doing that everywhere. I mean, I understand this is Manhattan, so they're on every corner.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's like food trucks and like Mexican food.
Right. So
it's
it's terrific. And
hot dogs and COVID tests. Canisius and COVID.
They weirdly, like, why aren't they doing that?
I don't know.
They could. Like, find something that everyone likes.
I think COVID and Knish is another good band name.
I love Knish. Oh, I want a Knish. Okay. I might have to get a Knish on the way home today. Anyway, but I think that the idea of having such readily accessible testing, it's important for so many reasons. You know, it's important because testing is a great way to fight the pandemic. But I think it's also like psychologically important. Like it's, hey, no big deal. They make it really accessible. Like it just normalizes the idea of testing. And I hope that the idea of testing carries over to, you know, future uses, that it just, you know.
I just feel like the hypochondriacs in the room are going to have like a Scrooge McDuck bank vault full of them and test themselves every hour. Because
no
they can't wait to be positive.
No comment. I may be someone who hoards the COVID test.
Oh, no.
No, you know what? It's
like, I don't want to know unless I'm symptomatic. Is that wrong or right?
Well, I want to know if I'm exposed to someone who is symptomatic.
Right. I understand.
If I know for a fact that like one of my children is positive, I definitely want to know because
but
I want to not.
Different. If you're just the average Joe with a family and no one's showing any signs.
Oh, no. Then
would you want to be inclined to just, oh, maybe I'm positive. I can't wait to find out.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I would say no, except, you know, I play in an orchestra every week. And we have a lot of people over 65 in the orchestra. And, you know, we're some of us can't wear masks as we perform. And I would feel absolutely terrible if I were positive and I didn't know it and I spread it to someone else. So we test before each rehearsal. And I'm so grateful for that added layer of protection. And it actually, I'm glad I'm protecting other people. And I'm kind of happy to know every week. Like, oh, it's Wednesday. I'm going to find out that I'm COVID negative. And it just makes me feel confident when I'm in close quarters. Like I'm with you today and I'm confident that I'm COVID negative because I tested recently.
Okay.
So I don't know. I for me, it's like psychological. It just calms me down. I don't have to walk around feeling like, oh, I hope I'm not spreading some invisible illness to someone else.
Yeah, that's the altruist in you.
I mean,
most of this country isn't that.
No. Can I just tell you? So today, before I came here today, I stopped at the Wawa, as is the law in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And this nice lady behind the register, had her mask, you know, only on her mouth and not on her nose. And she's talking to the maskless lady and she's complaining. And she says to the lady, see this mask I'm wearing? It doesn't do nothing because it's cloth. You got to get the N95 ones. She's wearing the mask, saying that the mask is useless. And then she says, I'm not getting that N95 mask. I'm not spending that kind of money. I'm like, what? Hello? What logic? You're going to go to work in a convenience store with a zillion people.
And germs.
And germs. There's no mask mandate in New Jersey, so she doesn't have to wear a mask.
But and she's, yet she's doing the chin diaper thing.
She's doing the chin diaper, acknowledging that it doesn't do anything.
Right.
But refusing to do what would do something.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
That's quality logic from Jersey.
Quality logic from the Wawa.
Yes, exactly. Wait, I want to go back to, if there's only 4 tests per household from the government, what if there's 5 people in your house?
That's what I was asking before, but apparently you only get 4 and you got to figure the rest out on your own.
So, sorry, Jimmy, you're fucked.
Maybe you got to make friends with a smaller family.
That's right.
Right? You can get some single people.
Or just, sorry, Grandma, this is for me.
None, order 4, not 1.
Your COPD ain't got nothing on what I need.
Listen, it's 4 more than we had yesterday.
I guess that is actually true. All right, so covidtest.gov.
Yeah.
Check it out, please.
Exactly.
And wear your mask at Wawa.
On your fucking nose and mouth. Okay.
All right, Sir Moment.
You're going to love this Sir Moment. It's so good.
Sir Moment.
It's more animals.
Okay.
Are you ready?
More animals?
We're
not chinchilla it out?
We're not chinchilla it out.
Okay.
Listen to this, ready? We asked the doctors this week, do you think it's likely that a deer or some other animal species could become a reservoir for COVID-19?
So venison packing.
Ready for this? Ready for this answer?
Okay.
85% of the Sermo doctors said, yep, that's what's going
to
happen.
So we're going to have to kill all the deer again.
Well, I don't know. We don't kill them when they have Lyme disease.
We don't?
Do we?
We kill them on Staten Island all the time.
Yeah, but I don't think we kill them.
Instead of like destroying them all.
Right, but it's not because of disease.
That's overpopulation. That's different. Yeah.
We asked them, do you think viral transmission of COVID from humans to wildlife is likely? From humans to wildlife. Do we think the deer are going to catch the COVID from me?
They're in your backyard.
The answer is 80% yes.
So you're like patients, you're for the venison vaccine.
Like what? I have to worry about wearing my mask in my yard with the turkeys?
Do other venison feel shamed by this? Like where are the antelope?
But I want to know something. How on earth am I transferring COVID to an animal? How?
Just maybe there's just a natural attraction.
But like, am I that close? I just don't. This is killing me. This poll is killing me. I cannot
believe it. It's all about you.
How about that? Are you concerned that strains spreading among deer could spill back into the human population? 79% of the doctors.
Wait,
yeah.
So the deer are going to cause like the venison variant.
I guess so.
Great. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a little gamey. I cannot believe I have to worry about this.
That's hysterical.
I honestly can't believe it. Okay.
Problem Brooklynites do not have.
Seriously. Or how about this one? Are you concerned by the potential for household pets to contract or spread the virus? 77%. Yep.
My cat. So the virus is going to jump species, which it already has.
Yeah. But it's like, I have to tell you, I really, really like to pride myself as somebody who, if there is something to worry about, I will be worrying about it.
Right.
I'm like the sentinel of worrying.
I'm not worried about this.
I generally am not worried about catching it from my cat or the deer. If I have to worry about my fucking cat now, this is a problem.
I'm just worried about zombie chinchillas. That'll be the end of humanity as we know it.
You know, I have 2 cats and they're like crazy. They go outside. They cross the street. They go into the swim club, into people's cars. Now I got to worry where they're going. I got to get them vaccinated.
How does one test a cat or a dog for COVID?
Well, I'll tell you, that swab doesn't fit up its nose.
That swab does not go there. No.
I have no idea. Maybe I'll put that on the Zoom call.
Yes.
So, yeah. That's going to be the Sermo poll.
So we're doomed.
I feel like generally I like the Sermo poll because it makes me feel like, oh, now I know what the medical
community. And now you hate it. Because you're at fault.
Yeah, it's my fault. And I don't know what to do. Like, no solutions for these problems. Just like, I'm going to give it to like ducks as I'm feeding the ducks. And then they're going to give it back to me. And like, do we have any chance? Are we going to vaccinate the ducks, the chinchillas, the deer and the turkey?
Yes, sure. I'll take the lead. I'll be back in a minute.
And have you ever seen, like, you know, what about horses? Like, my family goes horseback riding, but like, horses make a lot of, what is it called, respiratory aerosol and all that shit.
Yeah.
They're like,
what? Is that what a horse sounds like?
Yeah.
With their oat mulch?
But like, that could be very, like, if a person did that in my face, I'd be like, oh, the COVID.
All right. So now we're at the apocalypse of this jumping to all species, domestic and terrorizing.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So welcome.
When it jumps to, like, I don't know, like eagles that can talon their babies, whatever.
I mean, I was just going to say, what about the birds? Because yep. once the birds have it, the birds and the squirrels, that's it. We're right. fucked.
Mm-hmm. Or the rats.
Or the rats. Or
city
the pigeons.
Rats.
City rats and pigeons.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know who to do with this information.
All right. Well, we're ending on a low note.
And it gets even lower.
I think we should make some money.
All right. Make some money. Have some
ads. All right. We'll be back right after this.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You said we could not fall deeper into the nadir of these conversations. All right, prove me right.
Prison.
I'm going to prison?
No. No, but listen to
this. Are the deer in the prison now?
No, but you
Chinchilla
know,
jail?
No, but you know what's in the prison?
What? COVID.
Ivermectin.
The horse shit.
Yeah.
The horse tranquilizer.
Exactly.
In the prisons.
In the prison.
With Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's what's happening. Four inmates at an Arkansas jail have filed a lawsuit against the jail and the doctor because they were unknowingly prescribed ivermectin after they contracted COVID.
Why would they why would they be prescribed that if it doesn't work?
Well, it is Arkansas.
Oh.
So I'm
done.
First of all,
I'm satisfied with that answer.
Look, they said that they were treated with ivermectin as a form of medical experimentation. And the Arkansas ACLU filed the lawsuit, though. So they must have done some research. They do have an obligation to make sure that there's at least, you know, some kind of credible case. And it says that the prison administered ivermectin to these few people who had COVID-19 and they didn't tell them. They did not get informed consent. They said that they prescribed the drugs and they told them it was vitamins, antibiotics, and steroids. And the lawsuit says that if these people had known that they were being given horse dewormer, they would have refused it. And according to the lawsuit, they suffered from side effects that included vision issues, diarrhea, bloody stools, and stomach cramps. And they're suing. And we will see what happens.
Well, prisoners have rights.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Like, I have to really wonder about this because in my mind, there could be one of two things happening. On one hand, it could be that someone evilly used prisoners as test cases to see, like, what would happen? Like, they'll never know. We'll just give it to the prisoners and see what happens to them. Alternatively, it could have been a person who was actually well-intentioned, who believed that ivermectin was good, as many people do, and just said, well, these people have COVID. We're going to give it to them. And they're just misinformed doctors taking liberties that they shouldn't be taking.
How did these prisoners find out they were given ivermectin?
So we don't know that yet. I imagine that that's something that's going to come out during the discovery process of the lawsuit, and which is in many ways a good reason to have a lawsuit in these kind of cases to, you know, dig and look at the records and find out what people say. Stay tuned. We'll find out as the case moves along.
That's just the fork in the road that this can take is terrifying.
Because either way, it's bad.
Either way, it's bad, yeah. Right? Like, I'm well-intended and I'm giving you horse dewormer, or you don't deserve to live and I'm giving you horse dewormer.
Or like, maybe I think this is going to be okay, but I don't know. And you're nobody because you're a prisoner. So I'm just going to like test it out on you. I mean, there's no way that it comes out that this is okay. I mean, let's be clear. It's pretty bad that it's ivermectin, because we know that that's kind of a ridiculous way to treat COVID.
Right.
But it would be bad even if it was something innocuous. Like, you do not give prisoners medication without their consent, period. It doesn't matter if it's horse dewormer or if it's fucking Tylenol. Like, you don't do it because prisoners are people and they have rights, and like, that's the end of the fucking story.
Right.
But it's just especially absurd that it's this nonsensical treatment that doesn't help COVID, causes bad side effects, and is a freaking horse dewormer.
Well, I mean, the fact that the ACLU is involved lends it a lot of credibility, clearly.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
And, you know, this is not something to kind of snuff off.
Right. All right. And I hope the case gets a lot of publicity, but, you know, not even so much because of the COVID angle, but because, you know, everyday Americans walking around really don't even think about the kind of shit that goes down in prisons. And this is the type of thing that does happen and can happen and is really troubling. And it's the type of thing that should be on people's radar, because whatever you think, it's not a political issue. No one ethical believes that we should be doing medical experimentation on prisoners.
No.
So that's not a thing.
Chinchillas, yes.
I mean, I suppose we should be glad it's not Hong Kong. They didn't just euthanize them.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But yeah.
Rip gerbils, hamsters,
hamsters.
Yeah,
hamster.
Yeah. Okay.
I wonder how the gerbils are doing.
Yes. Someone should go to the zoo, any zoo, and just test every animal secretly.
I think they did. Remember in the beginning and we found out that the tiger at the zoo.
Oh, the tiger, had COVID.
Right. I don't understand.
We're all doomed. This poor planet.
So yeah, on the animals are people too issue of Vexon. So that's what I got for you today. It's not uplifting. I'm sorry.
I want to go back to one last thing before we close, which is this idea.
Which is the Rats of NIMH.
The Rats of NIMH, yes. Or the Secrets of NIMH, and then the Rats of NIMH, sequel. Yes, the two of them. The idea that I'm just growing even more apathetic to people who continue to consciously choose to not get vaccinated, that pose risks to other people, and that hospitals are just now riddled again with people who chose to not be vaccinated, and they're getting in the way of fucking cancer treatments again.
Yeah, the hospital situation is really dire right now. And, you know, there are so many people walking around saying, oh, COVID, it's just a cold, this and that. But the hospitals tell a different story. And I know you have friends and family that work in hospitals, as do I. And they are, what they are reporting is, it's really upsetting. You know, you have people with totally unrelated health problems, unrelated to COVID, that cannot get their treatment, cannot get to the hospital.
And unlike what happened, it was really bad in the spring of 2020, that whole original flatten the curve, keep the hospitals empty, which is a great idea. Fuck, no one did any of that stuff. But now there's an opportunity to, A, keep the hospitals empty by getting vaccinated, but also reducing the load on reduced staff. Because people that work in the health system that are vaccinated are out of work for 3 or 4 days because they get Omicron. It's a cold at this point, but they got to get out of work for 5 days.
Right.
So we're short-staffed and assholes in the hospital dying of COVID because they wouldn't get vaccinated.
Yeah, it's really, you know, this, it's like we're seeing now in some ways what the worst fear was in the beginning of the pandemic. And in the beginning of the pandemic, we had no control over it.
Right.
But now we have some control over it, and we've mitigated the risk to some degree that we're not afraid that every single doctor and nurse is going to die.
Right.
You know, but they are still out of work. Everybody is still short-staffed. And to now tax the hospital and medical system to the breaking point, it's just terrible. And, if, you know, anybody who has close friends and family who work in the medical industry knows that, you know, your loved ones are really at the breaking. They're all at the breaking point right now. And it's an unfair thing to ask these people to care for us when, like, it's a completely avoidable illness.
That's the magic word. I mean, yeah, we're excluding obvious people who are fragile and cannot get vaccinated. This is not an assail on those people in any way, shape or form. Or children under 5 years old. But this is a massive chunk of the population that either still think it's a hoax or are just like, my freedom.
Right.
Or like, there's a Bill Gates chip in there and it's going to give you autism. Like, no.
Right.
Your part and get the hospitals to have less of a load. So when you get cancer or your aunt has cancer, they can actually go in for their surgery.
Absolutely. And let me say this. If you are so sure that you know better, that you're, you know, that you just refuse to get vaccinated for whatever your reasoning is, there's always the option of just staying home.
Yeah.
And just not infecting yourself and not infecting other people, which will also stop the hospitals from getting overrun.
Because this is not about choice anymore. This is about consequence.
Right. And the whole world
is suffering. It's not a righteousness thing anymore. Like, this is an avoidable situation because, once again, they're now canceling cancer surgeries and cancer screenings are going down again.
Right.
Not okay.
Really important point, Matt. Yeah. You know what else is not okay?
Gerbils.
And hamsters.
Hamster side.
Kissing your hamsters. And, not okay anymore.
And you got to lay off and make an eyes at those deers in your backyard.
I will stay away from all of them.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to
It's the new zoo review all over again.
And that's the GNews with Gary GNews.
Yes. No GNews is good GNews. And maybe we had some good GNews.
We did.
But mostly.
What was it?
Hamster GNews.
It was mostly hamsters, deer, and prisoners.
On that note, another episode of Vaxxon in the Can. Elura Nanos, thank you so much.
Nice to see you, Matt. See you next time.
All right. See you next time.
That's all for now. If you like Vaxxon, be sure to subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, follow us on social, and tell all your friends to listen. Tell us your shit show of a healthcare story by leaving a message for us at 855-AUDIO-66, and we might just use it in a future show. Vaxxon is a product of Offscript Health. We are a healthcare engagement company built for patients and caregivers by patients and caregivers. Our executive producers are Matthew Zachary and Andrew McDowell. Our senior producer is Brianna Seely. Our hosts are Matthew Zachary and Elura Nanos. It is recorded, mixed, and edited by Brianna Seely. For advertising and media inquiries, email media@offscript.com. That's media@offscript.com. For more information, visit offscript.com.